Okay, good morning, everybody. So reading Masechta Megillah, so let me give a little bit of a hakdama, a theme that we're going to try to develop throughout the Masechta, which comes to a little bit of an ironic point in the first Mishnah. This is really the perfect place to talk about this. In so many ways, the theme of the Megillah and the theme of Purim is, a Zman. It's obviously not a Yantif in the Torah, and there's an entire discussion at the end of the Megillah. And the Gemara picks up on this. Originally, it seems like it could have been a Yantif, Mishtav Simcha V'Yom Tov, and it ends up being a little bit different. Yemei Mishtav Simcha Mishloach Manos Ish Re'eyu Umatanos Tavyonim Yom Tov. The Gemara says Lo Kiblu Alayhu, but it's still certainly Azman and Azman of great consequence, Azman of great significance that reflects the Koach of the Chachamim. Right, the entire discussion about Einavi Rashai Lechadish Davar Miata, Komash Atavit Talmud Vasik, Asid Lomar, Akvar Nemar, the Moshe Misinai. So there's so much there in terms of, the special quality of Purim as a manifestation of the eternality of Torah. That's a famous end of the Rambam's discussion in Hilchos Megillah. That Yimei HaPurim Ha'ela Lo Yavru Mitoch HaYehudim V'Zichram Lo Yasuf Mizaram, and that's all a very, very big part of it. A second dimension is the idea of unity and cohesion, and maybe these go together, as we'll explain in a second. Haman HaRasha, the Gemara says that Haman Leis man diya the lishna bisha kahaman, and Haman was like the master of lashon hara, which is not a compliment. And he said, "Yeshna amechan mufuzar mufurad bein hamim," that the Jewish people are fragmented; they're discordant with each other; they can't get along. So many of the themes of the Megillah, leich kinosas kol yehudim, and indeed of the halachic aspects of Purim, as the din prati of berovam hadras melech, as we like to say by kriyas Megillah. And the generation of Reyos through Shalach Manos, and especially Matanos Avyonim, and what that means in terms of, standing up for each other and sticking up for each other, especially those, who would otherwise do without, which is, sort of the counter Amalek move, right? Amalek is all about So that's a really important to Purim itself. You can put these two ideas together in a very simple way by noting that, Torah ultimately, as Sadi Gaon pointed out, is what made the Jewish people a people. So on the one hand, Megillah and Purim is a reflection of the eternality of Torah, the continuity of Torah, the role of the Chachmei HaMasorah in preserving that, and also, unity of Klal Yisrael. Those themes actually go together. So in any event, all of that is challenged by the first Mishnah, because Megillah, Nikres, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dal, Tesvav, like, how could that possibly be? Such a strange thing, where we're observing different holidays, Torah Achas, Naseh, Shtei Toros, those who are learning in the Rambam Chabura with us, we just talked about Zakin Mamre and him being public enemy number one. And the special din of Hachraza, because he's threatening the integrity of Torah. It's like, how is this possible that you could have the Megillah read on so many different days? So, our presentation this Mishnah will be to answer that question. Lo pachos v'lo yoser. The pasuk says v'lo yavor. So, tesvav is the outer boundary, right? But lo pachos from that, as we'll talk about in terms of the second Mishnah, which we're not going to get to today, of the Kvarim, who are makdim the Yom HaKnisa. So, krachim b'kavin chomi mos Yoshua benun karim b'chamisha asar. So maybe there are two points in this Mishnah which begin to get at why a concession of having people read on different days, not Bisman Hazeh, but Bisman Shisrael Shriyam Alad Masam, when the Jewish people were sovereign, we could allow for this kind of diversity, how this actually serves elements of unity. The idea of the Kfar Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa is a combination of a practical and an idealistic halachas, I would say. The pragmatic dimensions are these individuals may not be expert enough to read, and so that too, right? The fact that they come into the cities on, Monday and Thursday, and they, come for, Bezdin, and they come for Kriyas HaTorah, and so we're not going to make them come back, for the Megillah. We'll let them read on that day is a reflection of our sensitivity to them, right? And so it may not be, fracturousness, but lehefech, a sensitivity to some of the unique challenges that they face. But meidach gisa, part of it is, as the Gemara explains, that freeing them up on Yadalid or Tesvav might have its benefits today. Right, that they could provide, material benefits, food benefits, to those who resided in the larger cities and the metropolis, the municipalities, etc. So to take care of them and to provide for them, in that way was also very important. It's also a reflection of unity. So in both directions, I think you can see how this isn't like a concession, but really, maybe a concession in the context of unity, number one. Number two, the idea of marking the Krachim as Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun, time when all of Klal Yisrael was in one place and united, I think is also very significant. Really should have been from Shushan Abira, but the Gemara explains it's, Kavod of Eretz Yisrael, it'd be a Zilzal to marking Shushan Abira, Eretz Yisrael was Chareva, so we date things back to Yoshua Ben Nun. And of course, even if it no longer has a wall today, but it had a wall then, so it's a way of putting Eretz Yisrael in the center. And that too is a unifying force, because right, Letzioni Amar, Ish V'Ish Yuladba, Echad Anoladba, V'Echad Mitzapa L'Rosa, the Gemara Kesuvo says that Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim in particular, Ki'ir Shechubra La'Yachtav, the unity of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is a very, very important idea. And so in this Mishnah already you have the notion, right, of even if there's going to be a certain diversity within the Zman of the Kriya, right, of the Megillah, but the holidays themselves, preserve this notion of unity and cohesion, and even the concession of having different days, right, there are, countervailing factors, whether it's looking towards Eretz Yisrael, in the instance of Imos Yoshua Ben Nun, and especially a historical time period when all of Klal Yisrael, was unified in that conquest, even, Reuven, Gad, Chatzim, Menashe were part of it. And especially in terms of the Kfarim, it's our sensitivity to them and their challenges on the one hand, and also their ability to provide for us on the other, that might be the motivation to allow for a certain degree of diversity of practice when the overarching theme is clearly one of unity.